Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah on the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis is going to talk about various shvuos on Dvarim She'ein Behem Mamish, shvuos that relate to things that are not of substance, that are not substantial. And we're also going to talk about various shvuos that are said in the Lashon of Karban. Then the Gemara is going to try to figure out who the author of our Mishnah is, if our Mishnah could fit with Shitas Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah, the next Mishnah on Tezayin Amar Aleph, is going to talk about shvua on Achila. A person says, I'm going to eat with you, I'm not going to eat with you. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether the words HaShavua Sha'ocha Lecha means that I'm taking a shvua that I will eat with you, or I'm taking a shvua that I won't eat with you. Is it ever possible that when the person says sha'ochel, he means I won't eat with you? When he says shalo ochel, that what he actually means is I will eat with you based on the context of what he is saying? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the Nedarim being chal on mitzvos as opposed to shvuos, which are not chal on mitzvos. It's one of the differences between Nedarim and shvuos, which we are highlighting right now. The chomer b'shvua mi b'nedarim and b'nedarim mi b'shvua. The Gemara is going to talk about the case of Chomer B'Shvua. What would the case be where the Mishnah refers to that there's a case where Shvua is more Chomer than Neder, but that implies that there still exists a Neder in that case. Not just that Shvua is more Chomer than a Neder in that there is a din of Shvua and no din of Neder, because that's not a Chumra of Shvua over Neder, that just means there is no Neder. What's a case of Chomer B'Shvua mi b'Neder where both would be Chal on some level, but the Shvua would be more Chamur? And then the daf is going to conclude with a discussion of what exactly is the source that a shavua does not work to be mevata l'mitzvah, and why would that be any different than a neder, which apparently does work to be mevata l'mitzvah? A neder that you don't want to sit in sukkah, that you don't want to wear tefillin, why is that any different than a shavua that you don't want to sit in sukkah, that you don't want to wear tefillin? So let's begin with the Mishnah, Tezvav and Beis. Says the Mishnah, shavua she'eini yashan, she'eini medaber, she'eini mahalich. A person takes a shvua that he's not going to do actions, that he's not going to sleep, that he's not going to speak, that he's not going to walk, and these are things that are not that are ein ben mamish. And by nedarim we said these lashonos are invalid. They don't do anything. They don't accomplish anything by a neder, but by a shvua, Usr. He actually becomes usr for him to sleep, to speak, to walk, whatever it is that he took the shavua about. Now, what if he takes shavua in lashon of karban? So it depends how he formulates it. Karban lo ochelach, if a guy says that a karban lo ochelach, that's his formulation, or ha karban she ochelach, ha karban that I will eat, or he says lo karban lo ochelach, not a karban what I don't eat, in all of those cases mutter. There is no shvur neder that makes anything aser. Everything is going to be mutter. Why in all three cases is it mutter? So if he says, let's take one by one. If he says karban lo ochelach, so the Ran explains that it's mutter because if he wanted to take a shvua b'chaye karban, by the life of this karban that he's not going to eat, so that's not a shvua. There is no b'karban because the shvua has to be b'shem, and so he can't take a shvua b'chaye karban. It's an invalid lashon of a shvua. And if what he meant to say is that whatever he doesn't eat should be a karban, well then what he's saying is whatever he does eat from the guy should not be a karban and should be totally fine. And that's why that's mutter. That's why karban lo ochelach is mutter. What about the second case? Ha karban sha'ochelach. The Ran explains that's mutter because he clearly intends to take a shvua b'chaye karban that he's not going to eat. But that's not a valid lashon of a shvua. You can't take a shvua b'chaye karban. And the Ran writes that we're goreis ha karban, but if he says hakarban as one word, hakarban shochalach, then that would be usr according to Rabbi Meir, because we would assume that what he's trying to say is that whatever he eats is from this person is going to be a karban. And the third lashon, lo lekarban lo ochalach, or lo karban lo ochalach. So the Ran and the Rush explain that it should be la karban with a patach under the lamid, where what he means to say is lo karban lo ochalach. They don't have our girsa where it actually has the word low carbon, low chalach, so they have to be mefarish that it it means lo karban lo ochalach, and we're not medaktik that if he says what I don't eat from you should not be a karban, oh mechla lav ata shamei hein, it must be that what I do eat from you will be a karban and therefore it's asur. No, we don't say that because we're assuming like Reb Meir, and Reb Meir does not hold mechla lav ata shamei hein. That's why in all three of these formulations it's actually mutter. So says the Gemara, okay, who is the author of our Mishnah? Mani masnisin Reb Meir he. The author of Mishnah seems to be Rabbi Meir. Di'i Rabbi Yehuda lo shani lei karban velo shani lei ha karban, because Rabbi Yehuda would never have distinguished between a lashon of karban and ha karban. But in our Mishnah, we have a lashon that if he says ha karban sha'ochalach, so and not karban sha'ochalach. So you see that there must be a difference between ha karban sha'ochalach and karban sha'ochalach. We had karban lo ochalach, but we didn't have karban sha'ochalach in our Mishnah. So clearly, our Mishnah thinks that karban and ha karban are two different things. Rabbi Yehuda does not think karban and ha karban are two different things. So our Mishnah must be assuming like Rabbi Meir. But frak the Gemara, it doesn't fit the entire Mishnah, because Eima Seifa, the last case of the Mishnah was la karban lo ochalach mutter. That if he says la karban lo ochalach, the Mishnah says there's no shvur, there's no neder, it's totally mutter. But vahatanan, we had a Mishnah la karban lo ochalach Rabbi Meir oser, la karban lo ochalach Rabbi Meir holds that such a lashon would make it oser. Va'am Rabbi Abba, and we already had several times where Rabbi Abba explained why Rabbi Meir thinks it's oser in that case, is because nase ki omer la karban yehei, period, lefichach lo ochalach, because we treat it as if he said la karban, pause, it should be a karban, and therefore the what comes out of that is lo ochalach, I won't be able to eat it from you. So you see that Reb Meir could not possibly be the author of our Mishnah, because at the end of our Mishnah it says la karban lo ochalach is mutter, and Reb Meir holds la karban lo ochalach is aser. Answers the Gemara, no, our Mishnah does not say la karban lo ochalach. Lokasha, hada amar la karban, hada amar lo la karban, de lo havi karban kamar. One is where he says la karban, that's where Reb Meir was talking. Reb Meir was talking about where it's one word, la karban. And you don't view it as a patach, as la karban, not a karban. Rather you say la karban, it should be a karban, and therefore lo achalach. But our Mishnah was not talking where it says la karban. Our Mishnah said lo karban lo achalach, that it should not be a karban what I don't eat from you. And that's going to be mutter, because that would rely on mechlal lav atah shomei hein to tell me that it would be asur. Reb Meir doesn't hold of mechlal lav atah shomei hein. And therefore, the author of Mishnah could very well be Rabbi Meir. New Mishnah. Shavua lo ochalach, about 8 lines in Tezayin Amrav. Shavua lo ochalach, person takes a shavua that I will not eat from you, or ha-shavua sha'ochalach, he uses the lashon of ha-shavua sha'ochalach, or lo-shavua lo-ochalach, in all of those cases, asr. The shavua is binding and it becomes asr for the person to eat from the other guy. The Rosh and the Ran explain, lo-shavua lo-ochalach, the reason that it's asr is because what he's trying to say is, what I don't eat from you should not be asr b'shavua. It sounds like what I do eat from you should be aser b'shvua, mechlal lav atah shomei hein, and therefore it's aser. Meaning if what I don't eat from you should not be aser b'shvua, what he's saying is what I do eat from you should be aser b'shvua. But wait a second, we just got through saying that the previous Mishnah is going like Reb Meir, and Reb Meir does not hold the mechlal lav atah shomei hein, and that's why by the lashonus of karban, we said that it was mutter. If he said lo karban lo ochalach, now the mechlal lav atah shomei hein would have told you that it's aser, that what I don't eat from you should not be a karban. Sounds like what I do eat from you should be a karban. But we said mutter, because we're going like Reb Meir. There's no mechlala v'ata shomei hein. So why over here is it different? So the Ran explains that over here, that only by mamonis Reb Meir does not hold mechlala v'ata shomei hein. But by yisurim, Reb Meir also holds mechlala v'ata shomei hein. So therefore by nedarim, where there's it's yesh ben mishum mamon, nedarim relate to mamon. Why did nedarim relate to mamon? Because nedarim are an isra on the cheftza. So that cheftza becomes aser. He's mafkia the hana from that cheftza from himself. So we don't say mechlala v'tashmein. But a shvua is only an iser. Shvua is an iser on the gavra that he's committing to or not to do something, and therefore we would still say mechlala v'tashmein when it comes to a shvua. That's how the Ryan explains the distinction why we're willing to rely on mechlala v'tashmein over here by these lashonos of shvua, even though he wasn't willing to rely on it by the lashonos of karban, because karban is a lashon of neder, is not a lashon of shvua. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, what about that second lashon in this Mishnah? Ha shvua sha'ochalach. What's he saying? Ha shvua sha'ochalach. A shvua that I will eat from you. Why would that mean that he's not allowed to eat? Mechlal da ha shvua sha'ochalach. Sounds from this Mishnah that if you say, here's a Shavua that I will eat from you, that he means, I won't eat from you. What? Why is that? Reminu, I'll ask you stira. Shavua shtayim shein arba. The Shavuas can come in two forms, which are really four. Meaning a person could take a Shavua not to do something, to do something, that he didn't already do something, and that he did already do something. So those are the four ways shvuos can be taken. The shtayim shein arba, sha'ochel, that he will eat, v'shalo ochel, that he won't eat, sha'ochalti, that he did eat, v'shalo ochalti, or that he did not eat. Midka amar sha'ochel v'shalo ochel sha'ochalti v'shalo ochalti. From the fact that we list all four formulations, mechal d'sha'ochelach d'achil d'mashma. Doesn't that tell you that when you say sha'ochel, it means that you will eat? Otherwise, it's not a different formulation than saying shalo ochel. No, when you say sha'ochel, it means I will eat. So how come in our Mishnah, when he says ha shavua sha'ochel, all of a sudden it's aser for him to eat? What do you mean? He's saying dafka that he will eat. Answers the Gemara, two answers over here, two opinions. Amr Abaye suggests as follows. Sha'ochel shtei lashonos mashma. Sha'ochel could sometimes mean I will eat, sometimes it can mean I won't eat. It all depends on context. What was going on in that conversation? Hayu misarvin balechel. If someone was bothering you, come on, eat with me, come to my house, eat with me. Va'amar, and he says, achilna, achilna, visu, shvua sha'ochel, da'achil na'mashma. If he says, okay, I'll eat with you. And then finally he says, shvua sha'ochel, stop, I swear I'll eat with you. So then it clearly means that he will eat. Otherwise, there's no other way to interpret it over there. But aval amar, but what if the context was, the guy kept on inviting, he kept on saying, come eat with me. And each time he said, lo'achil, no, I'm not going to eat. Lo'achil, no, I'm not going to eat. And then he say, shvua sha'ochel, shvua about the eating already. Because he keeps on bothering about the eating. Shvua sha'ochel, the lo'achel nekamer. Based on context, we see that it must mean that it's lo'achel, meaning when he starts committing it to a lashon of shvua, what he means to do is to strengthen what he was previously saying. So if he was previously saying that he's going to eat, so when he takes it as a lashon shvua, it means he will eat. But if he was previously saying lo'achel, I'm not going to eat, so then what he was previously saying is, so then when he takes the shvua, he means, even though he used the lashon da'achel, he just means on the matter of achila, I am taking a shavua, but it's a shavua that he will not eat. The Rambam in Hilchos Gezeilah V'Aveidah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, talks about the tenth of the Aseres HaDibros. He talks about Lo Sachmo, that you're not allowed to covet that which belongs to someone else. And the Rambam writes, Kol HaChomed Avdo, O Amaso, O Beso, V'Kelev Shel Chavero, Kol Davar Shev Shelo Sheikneu Mimenu. If you desire something that belongs to someone else, V'Hichbel Av Breim, V'Hivtzer Ba'at Shelachom Mimenu, and you bother him, please sell it to me, please sell it to me, until finally he sells it to you, even if you paid good money for it, even if you paid more than market value for it, it's a violation of lo sachmot. A guy wasn't interested in selling something, and you were hiftzirbo. You bothered him till he sold it to you. So is that so? At what point does that become a violation of lo sachmot? The Achronim discuss. What if I see you have something nice? I don't know that you're not interested in selling it, so I go over to you and I offer you a lot of money for it, and you say, okay, sure, and you sell it to me. So that's a violation of lo sachmot because there was no for sale sign. That's a why should that be a violation of Lo Sachmud? At what point do you hit Lo Sachmud? What is Hiftzirbo? How do we define Hiftzirbo? So in the Tshuvas B'tzalel Chachmar, B'tzalel Stern points to our Gemara to define what Hiftzirbo. He says, Mistama Hayu Misarvinbo and Hiftzirbo are the same thing. When our Gemara talks about you're inviting someone to your house to eat, Misarvinbo. Misarvinbo means you keep on nudging him, you keep on bothering him. Hiftzirbo probably means the same thing. That you keep on nudging, keep on bothering. And what did it take over here? It was three times. You said, the way the Gemara says, that how you misarvin lech of amar achilna, achilna. And then finally, the third time, shvua sha'ochel. So the third time is what made it misarvin, that you're allowed to ask twice. Once you ask a third time, already that's a violation of lo sachmar. That's an interesting chiddush that Rabbi Tzal Stern has based on our Gemara, based on the amount of times that it's used in our Gemara. But the bottom line from what we're trying to say over here is that it's all based in context. Now, notice how Abaye says that if he kept on asking you and you kept on saying, I will eat, and then you said, Shvua Sha'ochel, then it means you will eat. If he kept on asking you and you said, I won't eat, and then he said, Shvua Sha'ochel, it means you won't eat. What if he didn't keep on asking you and you just said, Shvua Sha'ochel, the first time? So does that mean I will eat or does that mean I won't eat? Abaye doesn't comment on that. He only talks about if he's been bugging you and you've been saying one thing, then when you finally say, Shvua Sha'ochel, so it means whatever you have been saying until that point. What if you haven't been saying anything? So the Ran is medayik from the fact that Abaye plays out both studim, that even though he said Shvua Sha'ochel, we don't say it means that he's going to eat necessarily, unless there's a hochacha that's what he means just by Shvua Sha'ochel. So you see that it could go either way, that we don't know what that lashon would mean if there's no context for it whatsoever. The Ran just points out that there Abaye talks in Maseches Shvuos and Daf Chaf as well about this issue, and Maseches Shvuos he says Shvua Sha'ochel b'stam means that you will eat, and you don't need a hochacha for Shvua Sha'ochel. Sounds against our Gemara, because in our Gemara, Shvua Sha'ochel, Abaye says, only means I will eat if you have been saying the whole time that you will eat. So which is it? So the Rishonim are divided on this. Some of the Rishonim say that Chiluf HaSugis, that you have to look at the Sugis, they complement each other. That you have to say that what Abaye is just being more elaborate over here, but really what he meant is he's balancing the two sides over here, how ochel can mean lo achilna in that context, and ochel can mean achilna in that context, but enochinami, even without context, it would also mean that I will eat. And others say, no, it's a stira in the sugyas, that you can't say that magnal of reo, that you could just look at the sugya in shvus, and that's what Abaye actually means. So that's the other sugya that complements this sugya. Now, so that was all one answer in the Gemara, though. Again, the Gemara's question was, how come in our Mishnah when it says Hashvua Sha'ochelach, it means that I won't eat, that it's going to be Aser. In the Mishnah Shavuos, we said Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and Sha'ochel is different than Shalo Ochel. So Abaye's answer again was that Shavuos Sha'ochelach or Hashvua Sha'ochelach can only mean I won't eat if that was the context. You have been saying up until then that you don't plan on eating. Ravashi Yom Ravashi says answer number two. Sha'ochel deshvua she'i'ochel ka'amar. When it says in our Mishnah, Hashvua Sha'ochelach, what the Mishnah really means to say is not Hashvua She'ochelach, it should be Hashvua She'i'ochelach. I means not. This is a Shvua that I will not eat from you. So that's what we just have the wrong text of the Mishnah. It's missing an Aleph and a Yud. It's Hashvua She'i'ochelach. Says Mar, if that's the Mishnah, imkein pshita meilameimra. Now, what's the chiddush then? If you take an explicit shvua that I will not eat, of course that's a shvua that you cannot eat. So what's the chiddush? Answer Gemara, no mal de tema mekam lishnahi de itkalei kamash mulan. I might have thought that we should consider it a slip of the tongue, that it might be when he said she'iochalach, what he really meant is she'ochalach, and therefore he shouldn't be bound to the words that he said. So kamash mulan, that's not the case. The Rush explains over here that the case is the guy tells us afterwards, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean she'iochalach. What I meant is she'ochalach, that I will eat. So the question is, do we believe him? So the Ma'al Detema, you might have thought that we should believe him and say that it wasn't Piv V'libo Shavim. What he was saying isn't what he meant, and we have to trust what he actually meant, not the words that he said. Kamash Milan, that he's changing his mind now. But at the time that he said it, he really did mean She'io Chalach, and we don't believe him when he says that he didn't really mean to say it. That's how the Rush understands this Gemara. Tosas Mesach Shua seems to understand differently, because Tosas asks on Ravashi, what do you mean, Ma'u Detema? We might have thought that it was a slip of the tongue. Kamash Milan, it's not a slip of the tongue. Ask him! Why don't you just ask him if it was a slip of the tongue? The way the Rush understands the Gemara, we did ask him, and he told us it was a slip of the tongue, and we don't believe him. So the Tosas clearly doesn't understand that way. Tosas clearly understands that if he tells you whether it was a slip of the tongue or not, that you would believe him. Because Tosas asks the Kasha, why don't we just ask him? And Tosas says, oh, we can't ask him because maybe he tells us, when we ask him, he tells us that I wanted whatever those words mean, the Lashonos of Nedarim, that's what I wanted it to mean. Meaning I had absolutely nothing in my brain other than, leave it to the rabbis to decide what these words mean, because I have no idea what they mean, but I'm fully committed to whatever these words mean. Or we can't ask him because he forgot. He forgot what he had in mind to say. I don't know what I meant to say of it. So now we have to just trust the words. That's how Tosos says. But you see from Tosos, from this Tosos, Masechta Shavuos and Daf Chav, that the Mishnah is Dafka in a case where he doesn't say. But if he would say what he means, then he definitely would be believed. So the Ma'od Detema over here is that he meant to say She'ochel and it's Mutter. So Kamash Milan, that since Stam Nedarim are Mach, our lahachmir, we are mefarish tevarav that he must have meant she'i ochel. Meaning the way Tosfos understands it is the words in the Mishnah are not really she'i ochel. It's when he says she'ochel, should we touch it up as she'i ochel because that's the more normal thing to take a shavua about, that you won't eat. Who takes a shavua that he will eat? That's a much less likely thing that he meant. So Kamash Milan, whatever words he said, that's what we look at. Abaye lo amar tam de Rav Ashi, de lo katani she'i ochel. Abaye didn't like Rav Ashi's explanation because Rav Ashi relied on changing it to she'i ochel, and it didn't say she'i ochel in the Mishnah. Why didn't Rav Ashi like Abaye's explanation? That it all depends on context, and she'ochel could mean I will eat or it could mean I won't eat, all depending on context. Rav Ashi nodi min tam da Abaye. That's a nedarim lashon again that you wouldn't find in other mesechtos. Nodi min tam da Abaye means he's lo amar ka Abaye. Rav Ashi doesn't like Abaye's explanation. It's interesting because we just said Abaye lo amar tam de Rav Ashi, which is a more normal way of saying it, and now we're saying Rav Ashi nodi min tam da Abaye. You would think it would for symmetry, it would say Rav Ashi lo amar tam da Abaye. That may be what leads some Rishonim to say that whereas that Rav Ashi actually paskins like Abaye la halacha, he just doesn't think that's the explanation of our Mishnah. Meaning he does agree that if there is a context, that you look at the context. He just doesn't think our Mishnah is talking b'chiyai gavna, that there's a context, that someone was asking, was inviting the other guy over. For Rav Ashi, nadim in tam da'abai kasavar, because he holds that not only can you say that sha'achal means, or sha'ochal means, both that I will eat and that I won't eat, depending on context, he holds shalo ochal nami mashma, shtei lashonos. If you say shalo ochal, that could also mean two directions. It could also mean that I will eat or that I won't eat. Because if they're bothering him saying, I want you to come eat, va'amar, and he says in this, how the Rosh translates it from here on in, va'amar, he says, lo achilna. Why, you think I'm not going to eat? In the Lashon B'tmiha, not as in, lo achilna, I won't eat. Why, you think I'm not going to eat by you? Va'amar nami shvua, and then he emphasizes it, and he punctuates it with the shvua, whether the shvua is bein she'ochel, bein shelo ochel, whatever the Lashon of the shvua is at that point, if the whole time he's been saying, well, lo achilna, you think I'm not going to eat by you? So then, adin achilna mashma d'amar. Then clearly that means that I'm going to eat, even if you use the words lo achilna, lo achil, shelo achil, it means that he will eat. So you see that even the words shelo achil, depending on context, can mean that I will eat. V'ikol l'tzrut tsunami lishna shvo shelo achil shvo d'lo achil nekamar. And obviously, sometimes the words shvo shelo achil mean that I won't eat. It means a shvo that I'm not going to eat. So it doesn't make sense that hashvua she'ochalach, we should dafka emphasize that such a lashon could be taken in both ways. She'ochal could also be taken in both ways. So that can't be the chiddush of our Mishnah. Elatana paska she'ochal da'achilna mashma she'ochal lo'achal mashma. Now our Tana assumes that she'ochal means she'achilna, she'ochal means she'lo'achilna. That must be the assumption that our Tana is working with. Now la halacha, how do we paskin like Rav? Ravashi or like Abaye, so la halacha the Ramban passes like Ravashi that sha'ochel is a shvua that you will eat, and even if they're bothering you and saying come eat by me, and you keep on saying lo achilna, lo achilna, and then you take a shvua sha'ochel, still it means that you will eat, which is the way that the simple reading of Ravashi is, not like Ravina, that regardless of context, we ignore context, we just look at the words itself. That's what the Gemara seems to conclude over here. Sha'ochel da achilna mashma, v'shalo ochel lo achil mashma. You say the word sha'ochel, you mean you will eat. You say the word shalo ochel, you mean that you won't eat. That's how the Ramban paskins. That's quoted by the Ran over here, and in Masech Shavuos, and by other Rishonim as well. The Rambam, however, in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Shavuos, Halacha Chaf Beis, seems to paskin like Abaye, because the Rambam says that if the guy keeps on bothering you, Masar B'lechel, and you keep on taking a Shavua that you're not going to eat, and then you say, and you keep on saying you're not going to eat, then you take a Shavua, Sha'ochel, it means a Shavua that you're not going to eat. So why does the Rambam paskin like Abaye? Normally we don't pass like Abaye. So the Ran writes that the reason he passes like Abaye, even though Rav Ashi, who's the Basra, is cholik alav, and normally the Hilchsuk Basra, we follow the later Shita, is because Rav Ashi would require fixing the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Ran explains, and to change Sha'ochel to She'i Ochel. And we don't have to, we don't like having to change Lashonos of the Mishnah. We'd rather make an Ukimta that there's a context that the Mishnah didn't tell us about, rather than change the Lashon of the Mishnah. Karen Ora, though, says, like we will alluded to before, that the Rambam paskins like Abaye because he thinks Rav Ashi is also modet Abaye. That if the guy keeps bothering you and you say Sha'ochel, and you keep saying no, and then you finally say Shvo Sha'ochel, that you must mean Shalo Ochel. It's just Rav Ashi doesn't want to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Misarvin. Because if that were the case, Shvo Shalo Ochel could be explained in both ways as well. But Rav Ashi would agree to the halacha that Abaye is saying. It's just that he doesn't agree that that's the pshat in our Mishnah, and that's why the Rambam paskins like Abaye, because maybe there's no cholik on Abaye. Okay, new Mishnah, bottom of the page, tazayin amral. Zeh chomer b'shvus mi bin adarim. Well, we just got through saying that was the chumras that we have by shvus over what we have by over nedarim. What does it mean? That was, so the Gemara will discuss what we're referring to over here. Which halacha in particular are we saying is a chumra of shvua over nedarim? Pashtus is about shalo ochel, that by shvuos it's aser, by nedarim it's mutter. That a neder shalo ochel is not a neder at all. A shvua shalo ochel is a shvua. So you see that that's a chumra that shvuos have over nedarim. V'chomer b'nedarmi b'shvuos, but there is a chumra of nedarim over shvuos, and that is as follows. Ketzad, what's the case of a chumra of nedarim over shvuos? Amar konim suka shani ose, lulav shani notel, tfilin shani maniach. Person takes a neder against suka, lulav, tfilin. B'nedarim aser, by nedarim that neder is binding, and it's aser for him to have the lulav, the sukkah, the tefillin. B'shvuas mutter, but in shvua, in the lashon of shvua, all that's going to be mutter, it's not going to be binding. She'ein nishba'in lavar ala mitzvos, that a person cannot take a shvua, a person's not authorized to take a shvua to violate mitzvos. So a couple of things over here. First of all, are these all of the chumras that we have, b'shvuas mi b'nedarim, b'nedarim mi b'shvuas? The Sefer Shalmei Nedarim points out, why doesn't the Mishnah have other chumras that we have by shvuos that we don't have by nedarim? For example, a shvuos chal, whether you say e'eseh, whether you say lo e'eseh, whether you say I'll do it, whether you say you won't do it. A neder is only chal if you say, a neder is not chal if you say I will do or I won't do. A neder is an isra on the chavtza. So it's not shaykh to take a neder that I will do or I won't do, because that's a lashon of gavra. So why don't we say that that's a chumr b'shvuos mi b'nedarim? That when you talk about doing something, I will do, I won't do, so b'lashon shvua, that's binding, b'lashon nedarim, that means nothing, because there's no such thing as a neder of I will do or I won't do. And the lahepach also, by nedarim b'shvuos, a person could aser es shalo al chaveiro, by nedarim, you could aser that which belongs to you on someone else. By shvua, with the lashon shvua, you can't aser that which belongs to you on somebody else, because shvua is an isra on the gavra. It's on you, and so you can't make a shvua on some other gavra. So why don't we mention those cases? Okay, so the Acharim work on these cases. Whenever you're going to have something like that, where the Mishnah lists that these are the cases where the Rishonim and Acharim are normally going to take that as a challenge to try to find more cases. So that's a kasha that the Acharim deal with. But more specifically over here, there are several issues over here. We're trying to identify mitzvos, right? A person takes a neder that he's not going to do certain mitzvos. So what's the first neder he takes? Sukkah Sha'ani Osa, a sukkah that I make, that I take a neder that I'm not going to sit in sukkah, neder for that I won't be able to use the sukkah. So is that a mitzvah? A sukkah shani osa? What should it have said? It should have said sukkah shani yoshev. The mitzvah is besukkos teshvu. So all the Acharon point out, the Shalmei Nedarim, others point out that it seems strange that it says sukkah shani osa. But that, of course, is a major sugya. Is there a mitzvah of asiyas sukkah? The Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva, or Chaim Siman Tafnun Tes, that in fact, you see from here that there is a mitzvah in asiyas sukkah, and it's not over here, it's not only over here. Rashi in Makos and Daf Chesam and Aleph also says pretty explicitly that there is a mitzvah of asiyas hasukkah, of building a sukkah. The Gemara Makos is talking about where a person kills someone by accident, and the Gemara says that normally you go to Galus, but if you were in the middle of doing a mitzvah, because Ava Makos Mena, Rava Makos Talmido, or a Shliach Beis Din that's hitting as a Shliach Beis Din, and he accidentally kills someone, he doesn't go to Galus. So in that context, the Gemara discusses, oh yeah, the Chumash itself talks about you're going to chop wood, and that's when you kill someone by accident, you go to Golos. What if you're doing Chativa de Mitzvah, not a Chativa de Rishos? What if you're chopping wood for a mitzvah? So in that context, the Rashi points out, like, what's a chopping wood of a mitzvah? He says, chopping wood for a sukkah is not called chopping wood of a mitzvah, because the chopping is not the mitzvah, Rashi says. Rather, the building of the sukkah is the mitzvah. What do you mean the building of the sukkah? Rashi had it was wide open. It could have been so easy. Rashi should have said, the chopping is not the mitzvah, rather the sitting in the sukkah is a mitzvah. But he doesn't say that. He says, the building of the sukkah is the mitzvah. So between this Mishnah and that Rashi in Mesechus Makos, it sounds like there is a mitzvah. However, it's a little bit difficult to say that way. The Chuvus Minchas Elazar, as quoted in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, points out that the Gemara says, in Masech Ksuvas, that if they say to a guy, make a sukkah, and he doesn't, ve'ino osa, and he doesn't make a sukkah, lula ve'ino osa, asay tzitzis ve'ino osa, makino sa chetetze nafsho. You beat him up until he does it, or he dies. So the Mitzvah points out, is that really what we're talking about? That if a guy refuses to build a sukkah, we're going to beat him up until he dies? The guy refuses to make tzitzis? I insist, I want to only go to the Sfarim store to buy tzitzis. I will not make them. So we're going to keep on beating him up until he dies? That seems a little bit extreme. Why would that be the case? So he says, no, osa means that you're going to do the mitzvah of sukkah. But it doesn't mean that you're going to do a sukkah, they're going to make a sukkah. It means they're going to do the mitzvah. The other issue that relates to this is whether there's a bracha on a siyas sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that osa sukkah la'atzmo mevarach shechianu, that a person who makes his own sukkah says a bracha of shechianu. So the Tosfos over there points out that in Yerushalmi it says that there's actually a birch mitzvah in building the sukkah as well. Sounds from Yerushalmi that there's a mitzvah of building a sukkah, but from Bavli that there's not really a mitzvah of building a sukkah. The approach that we always like to point out is the Netziv's approach. The Netziv in Hamik Sheila points out that maybe it's not a mitzvah to build a sukkah, but it's not exactly just a hechsher mitzvah either. That there, sometimes we have something in between, a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'kra. Sometimes a hechsher mitzvah is so important that the Torah actually tells us about the hechsher mitzvah. So yeah, the mitzvah is besukas teshu, but the pasuk does say chagasukas tasalucha. So tasa means that you should make. That's a hechsher mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah that the Torah itself says to do. And whenever you have hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'kra, it's mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho. A person should do it himself, and that's why the Gemara in Shabbos makes a big deal about the various amoraim who themselves would prepare for Shabbos, and even though they had servants to do it for them, and it's just a hechsher mitzvah. But it's hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'kra. So whenever you have hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'kra, you should be personally involved. You should do it yourself. That's why many great tzaddikim are always makbid to participate in building their own sukkah in some way or another. They'd put some of the schachan, do something, because a mitzvah bow, yosem b'shlucho, may apply to even a hechsher mitzvah in these circumstances. Okay, let's see weiter. Chomer mechlal dinederhu. Now we said that up until now we've been discussing the chomer of shavuos over nedarim. So we're assuming that's going on the case of achilna, the case where by a shavua, the achilna, that's a binding shavua. But by a neder of achilna that I will eat, that's not a binding neder at all. So, but why is that a chomer of shavua over neder? That's not a chomer of shavua over neder. That's not a neder at all. It's just not a neder. So shouldn't we, when we say chomer b'shavua mi b'neder, shouldn't we talk about something that at least counts as a neder, but somehow is less severe than the shvua? V'amuter katani, but by a neder, it's nothing. It's not even a neder. And so Gemara seifa di'idach b'av katani. Now, when we refer to chomer shvua b'medarim, we're actually going on the following case: shvua sheini yashan, sheini medaber, sheini mahalich aser. Person takes a shvua that he's not going to do certain things. That shvua is binding. Ze chomer b'shvus b'medarim. But by nedarim, we said that it's on a daraisa level, it's not binding. But it's still below Yachel Midrabanan. So it is somewhat binding by Nedarim, and that's the case of Chomer B'Shua Mim Nedarim. Chomer B'Nedarim B'Shua's Ketzad. The Mishnah then went on to say, our Mishnah went on to say, that we have Chomer by Nedarim over Shavuos, which by the way, the Ran points out, why don't we, what was the case of Chomer B'Nedarim B'Shua's? That Nedarim could be Chal on a mitzvah, but Shavuos can't be. Shouldn't the Gemara ask the same kasha? That whenever you say chomer of one over the other, they should both be binding in some way. It's just that one is more strict than the other. But by the case of chomer nedarim b'shavuos, by a mitzvah, the nedarim is binding and the shavuos is a zero. It's not a shavuah at all. So how does that work? So the Ran points out, v'haydelo dekina nami gabi chomer nedarim b'shavuos mechal d'shavuah mi'yisa mishum deyna chinami di'isa. No, you take a shavuah on a mitzvah, it is a shavuah. You know what kind of shavuah that is? That's called a shavuah shav. So it is, it's an iser called Shavuos Shav. If it were totally non-consequential, then in a chinami, we wouldn't be able to call that Chomer B'Nedarim B'Shavuah. It's not, it doesn't count as a Shavuah, but it counts as a Shavuos Shav, and you get punished for Shavuos Shav, and therefore it is somewhat consequential. That's how the Ran understands. Rav Kana Masni, Amar Rav Gidol Amrav. Rav Kana taught that the following statement is said by Rav Gidol Amrav. Rav Tavimi Masni, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel. Rav Tavimi had it in the name of Amar Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel as follows. From where do we know that you're not allowed to take a shvua to violate mitzvos? Tamalon pasuk says lo yachel dvaro, that when you commit to, when you verbally commit to do something, you have to stick to your verbal commitment. But that's only if it's your verbal commitment. Dvaro lo yachel aval mechalu lechafse shemayim. But you are allowed to be mechal your words, your verbal commitment, when it's not about your matters, it's about the matters of heaven. It's about mitzvos that you are allowed to ignore what you have committed to. So, well, why is that only by a shvua? Maishna neder, why should neder be any different? The chsiv neder says, it says by a neder, ish ki yidor neder lahashem lo yechel dvaro. And shvua nam yoksiv, o yishava shvua lahashem lo yechel dvaro. It's the same thing. They both of them say lahashem, and they both say lo yechel dvaro. So why is it by a neder, the neder is going to be binding against a mitzvah, but a shvua won't be? Amra Abaye, Hadamra na asuka alai, Hadamra shvua shlo en min asuka. One is where he says, Hana asuka alai, meaning it's an isra on the gavra, and that's going to be binding, that's the neder. And the other is where he says, shvua that I won't get ana from the sukkah, that's on the neder's on the chavtza, and the shvua's on the gavra. So, but he, as the gavra, he has a mitzvah, so the shvua is not going to be chal. The neder is a lie, is the chefza is on me, the chefza is asur to me, so it's the shvua is what he's going to do. Amar Rava v'chi mitzvos lehanos ninu. Wait a second, what are these lashonos of hana'a? Are mitzvos matters of hana'a? You're not allowed to get, the hana'a one gets from a mitzvah doesn't count as hana'a anyway. So why are we saying over here that he's saying, oh, that I'm not going to get hana'a from the sukkah? Who cares? You could fulfill a neder or a shvua. shvua not to get hana from a sutta and sit in the sutta because the mitzvah doesn't count as hana. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says no. We have to formulate it slightly differently. Hadamar yeshiva suka alai vahadamar shvua shelo eishev basuka. That his lashon is not about hana from the sukkah. His lashon is about yeshiva in the sukkah. But ain't no chinami. If his lashon were about hana, we would say mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu. That there's no hana from the hana that one gets from doing a mitzvah does not halachically qualify as hana. So that's obviously a major sugya, mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu. What if there is tangential hana when doing the mitzvah? Is mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu only mean the hana that you're going to get from doing the mitzvah itself? What about, so the Gemara talks about a case, a guy goes to the mikvah, lemekar, and it's boiling hot outside, and he goes to the mikvah. It's very geschmack when he goes to the mikvah. So is that the Gemara assumes that that's somehow a violation of an Isra Hana, if he took a neder that he's not going to get Hana from that water. That's a violation. But what do you mean? What happened to mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu? So maybe when the Hana is unrelated to the mitzvah, we would say mitzvahs Lehanas Nitnu. There's also an interesting discussion in post the Magen Avram discusses in some Reish Chav Gimel in Aruch Chaim, if a person buys Svarim, do you make a Shechianu when you buy Svarim? Because what's the Geshmak when you buy Svarim? Is that you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of learning Torah. But mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu, so maybe you shouldn't make a Shechianu. So Magen Avram says that only when you buy Klei Tashmish do you make a Shechianu. When you buy something you can use, you buy a Sefer, mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu, you're not going to make a Shechianu. Other poskim disagree. They say if it's a major purchase and it's something that brings you Simcha, so the purchase isn't the mitzvah, the learning is the mitzvah. So you could get hana from the purchase and you would still say a shechianu. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss the other possible source of why a shvua is not going to be chal on a mitzvah.